The biggest crack in the history of Marvel Strike Force has just quit. What does this mean for you and the rest of the Marvel Strike Force community? And Tadano Mack still has a pick, 100 shards to give out to the community as a reward for Apocalypse. Who will he pick? Who do you want him to pick? And we also have all the latest info on what you need to hoard and how to maximize all these upcoming events. And discuss it with me is my brother Pathfinder Gaming on this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. If you're ready for it, Pathfinder, let them know what they should do.
Let's go smash it.
Alley flying.
Hello, Marvel Strike Force fans. Welcome back to the Valley Flying Channel on this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We're covering all the latest in Marvel Strike Force, everything that's happened over the past week, and everything that you need to do to prepare for everything that is coming up in Marvel Strike Force. Now, if this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. We have at least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week, including this news video, which is a longer video, but there are timestamps down below. We also have gameplay videos, question and answer videos, everything to help you in Marvel Strike Force. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this weekly news update, make sure you're giving a nice review on whatever platform you're listening to. But joining me this week is my brother, Pathfinder Gaming. Pathfinder, how are you enjoying Marvel Strike Force right now?
I'm enjoying the game. I took a little bit of a work trip, and okay. I my drive to do the game stuff during that went down a lot. My interaction with the community went down. Oh. As soon as I got back, I got reinvigorated by the community, by the game again. So just being around the people really just kind of makes this game what it is for me. What about
you? This is a very good community. I've been very happy with Marvel Strike Force since that 5th anniversary. Very disappointed before that, but with the correction to the event that was broken, the rewards we got for the 5th anniversary, that roadmap with the shows that they're listening to the players, and then some easy events that seem pretty friendly. I'm happy with Marvel Strike Force right now. There are some things that we got to talk about that should be fixed. There's more that needs to be done, but I'm happy the direction that the game is going, and I'm happy the direction the devs seem to be taking this. Are you ready to see what you need to hoard, though, Pathfinder?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go take a look at the Horde Watch. Benny Westside has made it easy for us. This is a chart that he does and updates all the time. This is updated to the latest blog post, but does not have the latest data mines in here. And in it, you need to be hoarding your raid refreshes. And that is for the Brothers in Arms event coming up this week, or coming up today. Also, training orbs. I hope you've been hoarding all of your training orbs, my friend. How many training orbs do you have hoarded right now for this Brothers in Arms event?
I think I'm up to about 40 training orbs now.
Nice. Well, I think you just completed the whole event. Just having that hoarding done, because it's pretty friendly. We're going to look at the calculations later. But the other thing that you need to hoard is your campaign energy. So if you haven't already spent your campaign energy, spent your cores on it, don't do that yet, because the Brothers in Arms is coming up later today. Now, April 20th. We also have a gold orb opening event. So start holding your hoarding your gold orbs already. Have you started hoarding them from the last gold orb opening event that we had?
Yeah, I mean, I just stopped spinning them once I hit the milestone that I needed. And I've just kind of been saving the daily raid stuff that we get.
Nice, nice, smart. Also, power cores, gold, raid credits, war credits to purchase some orbs in the store on that date. And on April 25th, there's another blitz heavy event going on. And so save all your blitz energy. So save your actual energy, your physical energy, so you don't have to be blitzing and logging into the game for that low quality screen time. Also, cores, campaign energy, if you're not already saving it for the current events that's going on right now. And an ISO 8 energy is needed for April 25th. So that is what is needed. But do you know what else happened this week?
I heard something big happened.
Something big happened. One of the biggest players in Marvel Strike Force, one of the biggest spenders in Marvel Strike Force, did quit. Now, this is a message he left on Discord to the community. The sale to Savvy was discussed more than a year ago. They need to maximize their sales in 2022 for due diligence. And the Apocalypse Saga was how they did it. So they said they maximized their profits on all this. And this is on Discord. This was posted on Reddit, but he wanted this to be removed on Reddit. So I guess I'm going to just kind of skim through a lot of this stuff. He said the plan in 2022 was not fun. It tormented a lot of players, and it left Apocalypse with not a very good character at this point. And his hope is that he could get players to join together and unite and get all their frustrations and negotiate with Scopely. Now, what do you think this means for the average player? What do you think this means for the MSF community at whole?
For the average player, and I'm going to assume the average player doesn't watch YouTube or Twitch, I assume that they're not even going to know that this was a thing. But as for the community as a whole, I mean, we lost a very high, the highest TCP player in the game, somebody who did talk to Scopely on a regular basis because of that. And so, I mean, it will definitely make an impact. As far as how big of an impact, I think it's yet to be seen how much of an impact it'll make. But hopefully it turns into a positive thing.
Yeah,
and, so I wish Mac all the best.
I do as well. You know, I think he's done a lot for the community. He's tried to make these best selections for these Dark Dimension rewards, what the community wants, not necessarily what he wants. And I think it's been a positive thing for the players. I think he really did want to push for some good change. I did think it does suck that he's going, but I guess the big question and how it's going to affect players is, how is Scopely going to respond to this? Is this going to be more business as usual for them? Is this just another player that they lost? Or is this a bigger hit than a lot of people are expecting? And how are they going to change their events? Or are they going to do nothing? Is it going to just be business as usual for them?
I'm going to assume that they will do something. I do think that it's not going to affect their bottom line, I don't think, as much as people think. But I do think having a high profile player quit does at least send some signals that, hey, maybe we need to listen to the people that are talking a little more than we have been.
Yeah, I agree. They do need to listen, community. There's some complaints that we've had for many, many years, and it just doesn't get noticed a lot. Now, the other thing that I wanted to ask about, there was an offer that mentioned Tadano Mac's name, an offer that you could be just like Tadano Mac or something. They'd remove that offer and they sent an apology to players. Do you think this had anything to do with his decision, or he was just fed up maybe with Apocalypse, with the way that the game has been going, things like that? What do you think this has? What do you think that offer had to do with him quitting?
I feel like it would have been like a final straw. But I know a lot of people had, you know, thoughts about this. In my opinion, I thought it was pretty disrespectful the way that they put that out there without checking, because, you know, you wouldn't treat your best client the way that they treated him in that offer. I mean, think about any business. You wouldn't disrespect your best client.
Do you think that that person that made that offer was fired because of that, now that Tadano Mac has actually quit?
Oh man, I don't know. If I did that to a high profile client that my company had, I'd be fired.
Yeah, well, the Scopely runs things a little different. I guess it's still Scopely. I guess the sales, it's going to take a few months for that sale to go final. They're expecting by the end of the year to be finalized, be savvy company. But let's talk about this celebration. Tadano Mac is going to get another name added to the combat environment, a new golden costume. He's going to get that, and later players are going to get that as well. Here's the big thing, though. Winner will choose a character, some exclusion apply, as a gift to 100 shards for every player. Now, it does say there are some restrictions, and there's restrictions we know. No Kang, no Dormammu, no Apocalypse, no Doom, no Zombie Iron Man, or Quicksilver or Firestar. Everything up to Bucky, I hear, is fair game. So some of the requests from the community: Agent Venom, I think, is who I would want that choice to be. Captain America World War II would be a great choice as well. Union Jack, we don't have a lot of shards for him. Some players want Agatha, who has not been farmable for a while. Icarus, who's not been farmable. Dark Beast. Who do you think should be the character as far as your personal account? And what do you think would be the best for the overall community?
Yeah, so personally, I want to see Absorbing Man, because my Absorbing Man is really small.
Okay.
And I'm really heavy into Crucible. I think Masters of Evil are going to be really good for a long time, and my Absorbing Man is really small. As far as like what's best for the community, I mean, an Agent Venom, or, you know, an Agatha or an Icarus, like the stuff that new players would really benefit from, I think would be the most helpful. But honestly, it should have been Kang. They should have allowed us to choose Kang, and that should have been the choice. And it's happened in the past. I don't know why they limited it now, but everybody voted for Kang that I saw.
Yeah.
that did that vote on the MSF Players Voice Discord.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would want Kang, but since he's excluded, I think I'm going to be hoping that it's Agent Venom, because that is a raid character. Raids seem like they're a little more important in Cosmic Crucible as far as rewards and what we need for Gear Tier 18 for these new Dark Dimension 6. Cosmic Crucible is very fun, and it's going to be tied to that Quicksilver unlock. So that's a good character as well. Let's see who he picks. Let me know who you want chosen as a character down in the comments, guys, as we move on to continue this player voice movement. Now, Tadano Mack was a part of this player's voice movement, but it was organized by many, many alliance leaders. It is now growing drastically. Currently, right now on the server, there are 4,700 members on Discord. I think the good thing about this is that it's an open line of communications for the devs. There's already posting some things about some requests they made at the devs and some responses that they got already. And I think this is way more organized than some of the other movements that we've had in the past. It's not like, oh, they reworked Apocalypse, they gave us a bunch of free stuff on the fifth anniversary, we're fine now. But it's like, no, there's still some problems in the game. And I like the approach that they're doing. Very logical. Have you joined this server? And what do you think about what you've heard about this player's voice movement so far?
I am on the server, and I've talked to Evdog and Sevi, who are kind of the spearheads of this so far. Evdog is the leader of Mutiny. I think it's a great thing. I think that if you want, you know, at least if you want to be heard and to make your opinion known to Scopely and talk to the greater community, I think it's a positive thing. I think that more communication is a good thing. So I'm hopeful that it leads to long-term positive change. Because like you said, in the past, it's been, hey, we're going to do this, and then they put out an offer, or they put out a new character, or they give us something, and then it kind of quells the you know, the silent, it quells us into silence for, you know,
Silver
a year.
Silver Surfer, Gambit, right. and players be quiet, but not this time. We want some whole change in the game. Now, do you think that Tadano Mack quitting hurts or helps this movement?
I would say overall it probably helps, because a high profile person coming out and, you know, voicing that, you know, they have, you know, a distaste for the game, and it's made them want to go so far as to quit, I think definitely pushes it in a direction that says, hey, you know, look, your highest spenders, your highest profile people are unhappy with the game. So I think it helps more than anything. Although, you know, I hate to lose, you know, players that have sway in a community, but I do think it pushes forward the movement more than it would have if you know, he kept playing. But I do think that he was pushing for a lot of good change. So hopefully him putting his money where his mouth is and quitting like this makes the game better. And maybe it gets better that he wants to come back. I mean, that would be the ultimate end goal, right?
Maybe just come back as a normal player, not as the biggest Kraken in Marvel Strike Force. Now, one thing that I do want to mention again from his farewell letter, he said now is the time to negotiate. And I think that is true. You know, if you have someone quitting like this, I think the devs will be more open to hearing suggestions from the community. Like, why are these big players quitting? What are we doing wrong? How can we make this right? So I think it sucks that he quit, but I think, or I hope that overall the game can move on and be a better game because of that. So that's what I'm hoping we'll see in a few months if all that changes. But let's go see what happens. Now, we did get some new nodes in the game, some new hard nodes in the game. And what did you think of these hard modes as you played them last night or this morning? What did you get a chance to play through these? What did you think of the difficulty and everything?
I got a chance to auto through them all.
Nice.
And it was not difficult. They all went down in, you know, one hit. And, you know, as far as content goes, it was pretty meaningless. But we have more nodes to farm now, I guess. So
yeah, we get more characters to farm. We get more stuff to farm. Now, when I saw some of these restrictions, like some of these villain restrictions, and looking at the teams that I would have taken in, let me just show you the team that I would have taken in, or that I did take in. Doc Ock, Zemo, some AIM characters, like, oh my goodness, I don't have any good characters. This is going to be hard. And I took them in. I'm like, oh, this is very, very easy. You can fully auto through this. You know, those, I had a little worries on the hero section as well, but And I did the villain section first. Like, oh, I like this. And then like that. Should they have made this harder? And I guess it was supposed to be a little harder because there are some bugs going on right now.
Of course.
All right. So how difficult do you, would you want this to make? Because obviously longer time players, very easy, a very auto through this pretty much. But for newer players, mid-game players, maybe a little more challenging if they make it too hard. So where is the correct balance? Is would you rather see harder content added to the game or easier content like this that makes these things more accessible to more players?
I think that I always want a challenge in these games. I hate, you know, autoing and simming everything. It just doesn't feel enjoyable for me. So I always like a challenge. So like when the new actual challenges that we have in the game on that screen, when those come out and they're really difficult, yeah. It helps me be more engaged because it's hard. I have to come up with a plan or I have to come up with a certain turn order or whatever. These are just kind of auto. I think that the campaigns should be hard. I mean, you remember back in the day when we had like God Mode Thor?
And the vision node.
Yes,
the vision node. That was super hard back in the day.
The characters we had and the gear we had to match, it was a challenge. And you had to do it a certain way with the characters we had at the time. And it was difficult, but it felt rewarding to finally finish it. So I think there has to be some kind of a balance of difficult and, you know, this is just way too easy.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember that Thor node, and I was like, I don't have the characters. I kept trying. I'm like, yeah, I kept dying. It was months and months and months that I had that node unlocked that I could finally beat it. And then, you know, finally 3-star, but I got the 2-star. I was like, oh, yes, I got this node. Yeah. And then eventually got the 3-star. It was a major sense of accomplishment. So I kind of like that. I do want more stuff for newer players and mid-game players because I want the community to grow back to what it used to be, but I also want that challenging content. And I do remember how some of these campaign nodes were challenging. Now, like I said, it is bugged. It was supposed to be harder. Today, Chapter 7 of Villains Difficulty Hard went live, but had several issues. First, story scenes are active, but not intended to be. Second, enemy characters equipped with a lower gear level than intended. And this may be why it's a little easier than it's supposed to be. So I guess if you're looking for challenge, don't do the nodes now. If you're looking for stuff to farm, do them right away because they're going to get harder, especially if you're a newer or mid-game player that has access to this. And third, some node preview rewards are not accurate. These issues will be corrected as early as tomorrow, Thursday, but it could take a bit longer due to the review process. Hope you enjoy the new rewards in Chapter 7. Is this mainly positive or negative for the players? Because for some, this lower difficulty is going to be easy. I just want to farm stuff. But for somebody that wants a challenge, I don't know. Do you think it's still going to be challenging even when they update the gear?
That remains to be seen because in previous, you know, chapters in Heroes and Villains has still been pretty easy. I think the big negative is that, you know, it's another thing that got released that had issues, right? I mean, it just continues to happen. Yeah. And it's a good thing for the people that get it done. And for the people that don't get it done, hopefully they can rework some of the characters required in the future. I don't know. We'll see how hard it is, I guess, when it actually goes live.
Probably not too hard. I think maybe the first section in that villains, that only Sinister Six and some of the bad characters might be hard. But after that, I don't think they'd be that hard. Now, you mentioned bugs. The other events going on this week had some bugs, and we had two events going on. The Masters of Judgment, I thought it was a very, very good event. Let's talk about that one first before we get to the bugged event. Very, very easy. If you had a pretty active alliance, they didn't even need to do full clears. If they did partial clears on their Cosmic Crucible battles, then they would get all this stuff. So what did you think of this first milestone this week, this Masters of Judgment milestone?
So, I mean, the Masters of Judgment was easy. The one thing that I want to point out is that the blog was drastically different than what the end game amount was. In the blog, it said it was 50,000 points to complete. And in game, it was like 250 or something like that. It didn't matter.
Still very, very easy. But yeah, it's a drastic difference in that. So yeah, I guess this was bugged. You're right. You're right on that. Or not bugged, but inaccurate information on that. And the blog post was since corrected. But this one, I don't think is that big of a deal that it was that it got the wrong information. Let's talk about this Freedom Fighters event right now. As you can see, I've stopped blitzing. I'm not even trying for this milestone 30. Did you go hard and do some extra blitzing, 8 rotations a day, plus plasma power cores against milestone 30? Or did you say, yeah, this is not worth my time?
I got to milestone 30 like you did. So it's pretty much impossible to get milestone 30 unless you open extra battle plan orbs, which costs money. So it was completable to get to milestone 30, but not like actually complete it. So I'm about as far as you are.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, they've
just mindless clicking buttons.
Yeah, blitz is not fun at all. And it's not even about winning or losing. You just click through it and you get the win and loss and max this out. So there were some bugs. Like I said, the first was a quarter blitz that was associated with this event. Didn't go on live and they looked and repeated it last night. I guess they repeated. I'm not sure. This is the middle of the night. Do you know if it's actually repeated last night or not? Because I was sleeping when this happened.
Apparently it was only for a short period of time, but okay. I took advantage of it when it first started and then it stopped. So yeah. A lot of people weren't able to take too much advantage of it, but.
All right. Well, there's one more thing that they gave out. They gave us 500 battle plan orbs on our previous day. And then they did this announcement, their free claim Friday. When the server went live or their store switched over, this was not there, but later it was. Did you claim this? And do you think this was a nice reward? This 500 seemed kind of weird. I'm glad that they gave us a complete orb instead of partial orb. But did this make a difference towards your completion of the milestones or not?
It did not make a difference. And opening the orb almost made just as little of a difference in my account. So it was nice.
What about those ions? Did you get some cool ions from it?
I think I got like 4,000 T4. Ions. It was not very helpful.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got another event starting today. This one looks very, very friendly, especially if you've hoarded. You said you've hoarded about 40 training orbs. And if we go into this event here, it seems very, very friendly. There's a few ways to score. I'm not going to talk about this Nick Fury and all the raid characters, but you need raid battles, spending campaign energy, and opening training orbs. Now, just in these raid battles, just some quick calculations. If you're doing 10 raid battles per day, that is 70,000 points just alone from those raid battles. And if you're doing 600 energy per day, which is not even doing a lot of refreshes or any refreshes, that's 42,000 points. So just that alone, that's just doing those battles, no hoarding. That should get you all the way down close to this milestone here, a little bit past this milestone. So more than enough for that meta item, maybe even very, very close to this milestone 37 for even more shards. But if you save some training orbs, every training orb that you open is 2,000 points. So if you've every 10 orbs that you open, that's 20,000 points to get you very, very good progress. You think this was miscalculated or this was kind of a bonus to say, hey, invader characters for you guys, you're going to need them, build them up right now.
I feel like it was intentional. The events themselves, usually, you know, the last milestone or two are pretty uncompletable, free to play. So
like this one, this 330, but milestone 39 looks pretty great to get.
Yeah. And the leaderboard's still there. And it's still going to be a Kraken fest to get those T5 ions. So, I mean, that doesn't change. So I think it's pretty standard that these events are going to be like this. I will say this one is a lot more generous than the past events, which is a positive thing.
Yeah. Now, have you used Bucky in the raids or have you seen footage of Bucky in the raids?
Yeah, I've used him. I have a video or two on him. He's great. I feel like his best feature is giving the damage to the team. He does a good amount of damage and control himself, but giving Fury and specifically the minions that extra damage is just massive.
And do you have your Bucky built up? Is he making that much of a difference built up, or if it's just his passive that's making that difference?
I do have him built up. I'm preparing myself for the incursion raids. Okay. When they start, but I do think that his passive makes a massive difference to the nodes. You could actually do Just with the three invaders before him, you could do all three skill nodes with just those three.
That's what I heard. That's why I was like, yeah. Is Bucky really needed? Because Fury, Captain World War II, and Union Jack, I hear they got everything. I don't have my characters built up enough, so...
He definitely helps. Just with the damage boost alone, he helps.
So if those three characters are able to take out Doom 3.5 right now, how hard are those skill characters, are the skill nodes in the incursion raids going to be?
So from what they've said in the past, the first level of it is going to be similar to Doom 3.3, yes. I believe.
Well, as far as the difficulty, but the character selection may be way more difficult, right?
We'll have to see what they end up doing on that. I have to believe that there's going to be nobody that summons because, of course, World War II cap prevents summons. So they're just not going to have summons in there. hopefully they don't have characters that flip a lot of positive effects because this team doesn't have safeguard either. So we'll have to see. They probably will.
Or they're going to, you know what? I think it's going to be easy for this team, but very, very difficult for Secret Avengers or Symbiote, any other past team that you're trying to use, be very, very difficult. Now, Union Jack, he had a showcase event. He does have a showcase event going on right now. I was able to unlock Union Jack free to play before this event went live. Did you purchase Union Jack? And if you did not, were you able to unlock it before this event went live?
Yeah, I've been buying one of the smaller character offers. I say small because $50 is still a lot of money. So I have been unlocking all of them as they've been released. So.
Nice. Now, one of the big things here, the first time rewards for both the challenge and the story difficulty was Kree minions. I was hoping we would get some Union Jack shards, but we got the unlock. We're getting a lot of shards through events and everything like that. But I think this was nice for newer players that don't have to be farming those ugly, dirty, useless Kree minions for Nick Fury. What did you think of their inclusion of the Kree minions in this showcase event?
I haven't heard it talked about a lot, but I feel like it was a very generous move for them to make. And I think that it does show that they are listening some. Because the fact that Fury has been such a horrible character to unlock and he's important again, really left a bad taste in people's mouth of having to go back and farm Kree minions to get him higher star. And the minions are doing a lot of the work for Fury. And the higher Fury you have, the better the minions are. So I think giving the Kree shards was a huge plus to the event. I think it was well done by them.
Do you think the devs will ever go back and make it maybe all Kree or change the requirements for Nick Fury? Because he's such a needed character that has such trash to unlock him.
I'm gonna say no, they won't. But I mean, I hope they do.
I think you're probably right, but I also hope they do. All right, anything else on these new showcase events before we move on to some of the other things that are coming up in Marvel Strike Force to be excited for?
Yeah, I mean, I like the showcase events. I know a lot of people have, you know, said that they're not very good, but I think that it's just it's another thing that we get to do. And for those that have unlocked the character, it is something nice. And I just hope that they continue to make the characters unlockable so you can complete the showcase events themselves.
Yeah, I like the timing of it. Right around the time Union Jack was unlocked, as someone that didn't buy Union Jack, was this the time with this event went live. Mm-hmm. And with this event and the previous Captain America World War II, we're getting a lot of training mats, and it's leading into this next one that's coming up for Bucky for training mats. So hopefully the next ones, they have a bunch of gold orbs, because we're going to need the gold orbs for April 20th, at least according to data mines. But the other good thing that is happening, we're finally getting new challenges, Pathfinder. I mean, we've had gear level cap 90 come and go, level 95 with no new challenges. We're finally getting some of these for the catalyst of change. Nothing for training mass, nothing for gold, but this is a good start. Does this make a big difference? The increase of the augmented catalyst parts, the superior basic catalyst parts, increasing these a little more. Is this going to help your roster resources a lot more? And how challenging do you think this will be? Will this be the challenge that you're wanting in some of these challenges, in these new challenge tiers?
I do imagine they will be hard. And as far as like them helping, so my assumption is that gear tier 18, you know how the orange you know, catalyst, whatever it's called,
superior.
Yeah, the orange catalyst, when G14 and 15 came out, that increased exponentially when those gear tiers came out. So I think G18, you're going to start using a lot more the augmented basic catalyst. And then the stat catalyst, specifically focus, I am always out of focus stat catalyst.
Me
so
too.
The fact that they're including that, and we can farm that 3 times a week. So what would that be? Nine times three. So 27 extra a week. It's not nothing. So it does help.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And I think it, that is what I'm missing as well. A lot of the catalysts, a lot of the augmented basic catalyst parts, still not getting a lot of the uniques, the 16, 17 uniques to help with that grind up to gear tier 18. But this is a good start. Hopefully this means that they're updating more challenges. I mean, the gold economy is horrible right now. I don't know if you have a lot of gold, but I've been out of gold for a while. Usually it's been gold or training mats. I haven't had a lot of either right now. So where are you with your gold? And do you think gold is coming soon?
Right now I have about 10 million gold, and I just spent a good amount of gold in the last few days taking some characters up. So gold hasn't been a huge issue for me, but training mats, I did blow through all of my training mats before the event got announced. Gotcha. And so that was rough.
All right. We have, that sucks. But it sounds like you've saved up enough to unlock the entire event. Now, also coming up, not today, but tomorrow, is the unlock for Iron Fist World War II, or Iron Gun World War II, whatever you want to call him. Now, how necessary do you think he is? Because you said the three piece of this team works very well. You don't need Bucky. Obviously, you don't need World War II Iron Fist. How necessary to this team do you think he is going to be once these incursion raids finally arrive?
Yeah, so for the here and now, he's not like super important, right?
Yeah.
The team is already doing what they need to in the current content. As far as incursion raids go, he will be what unlocks World War II's passive to give the energy on spawn. So it will make a bit of a difference as far as like, you won't have to worry about, you know, a couple members cooldowns in order to start the next node. So that will be helpful. So he also has a lot of control abilities, and he can also revive. So as far as the team goes, I feel like Iron Fist World War II is either the second or third most important character on that team.
Okay. So not needed for right now, but get as many gold, red stars, everything on him as possible, because he's going to be very important for the future.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right. Moving on. We also have more Save Squads features on the web. The web process enters the next phase with the upgraded Save Squads. After logging to MarvelStrikeForce.com, you're ready to create, edit, and rearrange your Save Squads. I have not used this feature yet. Have you used this feature?
No, it's not available in like currently. I think it's in like beta right now.
Okay. And what are... How much time savings do you think this will be? I mean, we could rearrange stuff in game right now. Is this going to be something that's used a lot, being able to do this stuff on the web? Is that going to be give us more features and maybe not have to place these characters in a weird order like we do in the game? Or is this just another way to access our account?
So the way I understand it is that you should be able to change your save squads on the web and it transfer to in game. So I think it will save a ton of time. The other thing I think they've talked about is the fact that you will be able to generate like codes to share. So like for my Blitz team infographic, I'll be able to share the code. You can copy and paste the code and it could immediately be put in your game, a huge quality of life improvement.
I like that. Yeah. So if we want to copy an exact team, we could copy that code, place it into stuff, and not have to worry about the placement, not have to worry about finding those characters in our roster to make that team. I like that. I think that would be a good thing. Kind of like sharing deck codes in Marvel Snap, but it's very, very convenient.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
That is all the news that I have, but we have a lot of data mines. Have you seen all the data mines of what is upcoming in Marvel Strike Force?
I've seen a few of them. Yeah, they're interesting, to say the least.
Let's talk about this first one, the shopping spree event. And if we look at that, that is going to be coming up very soon. That is coming up on April 20th. Now, this is one that you need to save your gold orbs. And you've already started hoarding your gold orbs. You also need to collect milestone points from exclusive offers. And these exclusive offers are going to be used costing power cores, gold, raid credits, or war credits. I got a lot of raid and war credits to use. I don't have a lot of gold and power cores to use. So yeah. How friendly do you think this event is going to be? Because this looks to be having an exclusive leaderboard as well.
So the event will probably be decently friendly. However, the leaderboard kind of just irks me a little bit because it's Quicksilver Red Stars. And I know that everybody is going to be vying for that. And it's going to be very difficult to score high and get Red Stars high on Quicksilver, which will be very annoying.
How do you think the average player is going to be able to compete? Someone that has already opened all their gold orbs for the previous event, doesn't have a lot of power cores, has their golds run out. How do you think the average player is going to be able to compete at this in this leaderboard event for that grand prize, which we're going to talk about? It appears to be not a good release for Quicksilver, or not a good Red Star release for Quicksilver.
Yeah, so I think that in terms of the leaderboard part of it, I think, you know, the average player is going to be looking at less than, you know, the 10, it's like 10 to 12%. You're probably going to be 10%. Less than that.
All right. 10% or less is where most, okay.
Unless you've hoarded wild amounts of gold orbs or you're spending a lot of money, you're not going to finish in the very top, and definitely not the top 1,000 or however many it's going to be.
All right. And the reason that is an issue is because of this word exclusive Quicksilver Red Stars, which indicates that it may be dark promo credits. They've done stuff like that with other characters. I remember they did it with Dormammu. I've known they've done that with other characters that were Red Star dark promo exclusive for their Red Stars. Do you think that that line in this data mine indicates that Quicksilver will be a dark promo release?
It doesn't explicitly say it. And they have done Red Stars for like Absorbing Man in past events, or like Moonstone.
Was that after they were released or before they were released, though?
It was after they were released. So I really hope that Quicksilver is not arc promos, because I don't think that he's going to affect like Crucible as much as like Zombie Iron Man affected War. It definitely doesn't look good if he's dark promos, and they haven't really came out and said that yet, which is a problem.
It's been asked many, many times in Envoy chat. We don't have it's never been answered. So it leads me to think that it's maybe right, just because they haven't been answering those questions. So hopefully we're wrong on that. Hopefully it's a normal release. Hopefully this is just more Red Stars, and exclusive means we're not going to be able to get those Red Stars until he goes into the offer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're wrong on this, but let's move on to the next data mine event. That is the Forces of Nature event. And this one is supposed to be starting on April 22nd is what this says here. So back to the data mines. Now, this one seems like a pretty easy event. You're going to earn points by collecting green guardian orb fragments. You're going to get those fragments from daily objectives, so stuff we're doing anyway. Alliance donations, usually mag to max that if your alliance is pretty active, 50 cores per day. We're getting some pretty good stuff for pretty much 50 cores a day and doing stuff we're already doing. The victory flags, which is progress towards that month-long milestone event. Commando mask, which is that meta item. Training materials, always good. Elite 5 credits, always good. Gear and Namor's Holocan costume seems like some okay rewards for very minimal stuff to do. What do you think of this event as it is data mined?
Yeah, I think this is similar to a lot of the past events they've run. I'm imagining the green guardian orb fragments will just be on campaign nodes, like they've done in the past, like this Easter event that we just had, right? And I think that it's going to be very similar to that.
It may just be from these two things. It may not be tied to this campaign.
Yeah, that could be true
as well. Because sometimes it says it's from farming select campaign nodes when it's like that. So this may be a very, very simple event, very easy event, just giving us stuff pretty much. I'm hoping what it is. That's what I'm seeing right here. Now, what do you think of Namor as the costume reward for this? It says collect Green Guardian fragments to respect our planet. And I guess that is kind of a nature type thing. Groot's Christmas costume, I don't think will fit here. But Namor, awesome, awesome costume. One of the better costumes in the game. I don't want to use Namor at all, though. Is this going to affect you, or does it affect your opponents, or will you not see this costume at all?
I will likely never see this costume unless they rework Namor.
Sad. He's a good character. I mean, it's a great costume, just not a very useful character right now. I heard that he works in some hybrid matchups in war, but I don't know if it's worth building up that character with our limited resources just for that.
Not for an average player, no.
Not for an average player. Yeah. All right, next one. Immortal Invader, and this one is coming up, as we see in the blog post, April 25th here. So what this one's saying, earn Immortal Alliance Orb Fragments, battling in Blitz, so another Blitz event, and also from these two milestone events, Clips of Kunlun and the Fist of Rage. So for the Clips of Kunlun, you're going to need to spend power cores for the event, a seven-day web milestone, or one of these is a web milestone. Seven-day event rewards these fragments, Dark Promo Credits, five-star cloak, Captain America, World War II. This one was pretty good, but spending power cores. How many power cores do you think we're going to need to spend in this event, in a seven-day event? And what is a realistic goal or a realistic target for most players to be spending that's not going to totally screw up their power core stuff? Is it maybe 200 a day? 100 a day? What is a realistic amount that would not really impact players too much?
Yeah, I mean, if you're spending your normal, you know, campaign energy refreshes, hopefully that gets you a decent ways. If you want to get through the whole thing, I imagine it's going to be, you know, 800 power cores a day type of deal.
So not realistic for most players.
No.
All right. So I don't like your prediction, but I think your prediction is correct. And that's why I don't like it. All right. And then we also have this milestone tied to this Fist of Rage. And for this, you're going to need to spend campaign energy, which we're always having to do. It's like campaign energy. It's not like we really have a chance to hoard this stuff, but also ISO 8 energy. And we don't have another coordinated assault coming up this month. So you could reliably just save all your ISO 8 charges, hit this milestone. It's going to award some orb fragments for this event for Iron Fist World War II. And it's also going to award these Legacy 3 orb fragments. So not great rewards other than the actual fragments for Iron Fist World War II. How do you think this event is going to lay out? Do you think we're going to get a lot of shards for Iron Fist World War II, or very minimal shards when all of it is said and done with all these things? Blitz battles, power cores, and with this one, it looks like we could earn orb fragments by battling in Blitz. So a little different than the Blitz milestone that we have going on right now, where you just have to win battles or just play battles. It looks like you have to actually win these battles to get fragments. So with all of that said, I know it's a long thing. How do you think this event this unfolds? I guess is the word I'm trying to look for.
I guess I think my prediction would have to be that you'll get close to 4-star. Maybe that's too generous. I don't know. The if all of this stuff happens at the same time, the nice thing is you can overlap spinning cores on energy to do the other milestone.
Yeah.
And they've been decently generous so far with the invaders. I mean, I know a lot of people free to play that already have, you know, 4-star on several of the invader characters. Mm. So I think that they're going to continue being a little more generous with Iron Fist, but you never know. 3-star, of course, minimum, but I think 4-star is going to be potentially achievable.
Well, more players unlocking invaders kind of aligns with the statement that Archangel made on Twitch one day. Said, oh, you could get these characters for free. You should be building them. They need them for the incursion raids. And it looks like with the generosity of the shards they're giving out for these invaders, they're going back and giving out a lot of the Rebirth character shards as well, except for Agent Venom. Maybe we can get these characters unlocked and make it an easy road in these incursion raids. You're just smiling there.
Yeah. My assumption is going to be that the trait is going to be invader, and the trait is going to be rebirth for some sections. So I think they're going to force you to use them. So
just straight up. Oh,
it's my offshoot guess, right? But okay. It is my guess. I think that's why they're giving us enough stars for them to compete in that. So I would say that them continuing to say you need them for incursion raids means more that the traits require it and not that the team is needed to be able to complete it. I think it's going to be a requirement.
I hope you're wrong on that. That does sound like something Scopely would do. Although with Sedano Mac quitting and this player's voice movement, hopefully, if that was original plan, hopefully they don't do something like that. Hopefully they keep it skill and bio. And last but not least, we have another data mine, this Spoils of War event. And as far as a date for this, it's coming up on April 16th. So a little earlier than some of these other data mines here. This is an alliance-wide milestone, so hopefully you and your alliance are ready to play some war. It says battle in war battles to earn ISO 8 credits, ISO 8 orbs, and Royal Soldier Progress. I think the big thing here is a Royal Soldier Progress. How valuable are these ISO 8 ions and orbs now that Apocalypse is in the game and, you know, players have that baby Apocalypse unlocked? Not really looking for that ISO 8 4 for a lot of characters. You think these rewards are still up to par, or they should have updated this, or players still need this stuff to unlock Apocalypse?
Yeah, I think people still definitely need it. And I think you're going to need Blue 4 anyways for future content. So and I really think that soon they're going to start opening up ways to slowly earn Blue ISO 5. So I think that this will be like maybe a lead into that. We'll see.
All right, and that is it for the news, my friend. Looks like there's some good stuff on the way. Hopefully the net of Tadano Mac quitting is a positive for the entire community and Marvel Strike Force as a whole. Any other final thoughts before we get out of here?
Just remember to, you know, be good to yourselves and be good to others, and just enjoy the things that you enjoy. And I hope everybody's doing well.
I like that. Positivity. That's a great way to end this. All right. Do you have anything else coming up or anything else you want to promote before we wrap up?
No, just support your local content creators. They work hard. Valley works hard. A lot of us work hard to just try to give you guys a positive experience. So
yeah, we want this to be a fun game for everybody that's playing, whether you're a new player, mid-game player, been playing for a long time, high spender, free to play. This should be a fun game for everybody. And that's I think what most of the content creators want here. So that is a great way to end it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. Hopefully it was helpful for you. If you haven't already checked out any of the other videos on this channel, make sure you check them out. We got a lot of great stuff here. Gameplay, tips, tricks, news videos like this, question and answer videos, and ways to maximize these events. And make sure you check out Pathfinder's channel as well. Got a lot of awesome content out there. He has a lot of awesome tips on Cosmic Crucible. I know you're helping me on stream when I'm doing my Cosmic Crucible battles in the morning. So check out his stuff, guys. Links to his channel, his Twitch. Everything is going to be down below. And I'll see you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day. Are you ready for that fist bump, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Hulk fist bump. Valley Flying Pathfinder Gaming out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.